Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 15 with verses 7 through 9. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you when he said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." To worship the Lord, one does it with the heart, not just from your lips. You enable the soul to become one with your Lord by calling on Him in everything you do. God wants your complete attention to accomplish His will in every aspect of living. We call it living for God first. Amen? If you continually consider the world and all its distractions when living for God, you seek your own circumstances and not those of the one who sent you to the world to honor Him in all things. We accomplish this in your practice of sharing His word each and every day, searching for Him in prayer as you call His name continually in the proclamation that unifies you with Him as His disciple in truth. You want what God seeks in you, and that's salvation, and to be forgiven of your sins. Amen? Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those who we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife to have a baby to be born. And today is a final day of a novena we've been praying for our cousins Cheryl and Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ's event. Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the practice of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 15 with verses 7 through 9. It is a one-stanza poem. It's titled, "Me Worshipped in Vain." Prophesy Isaiah about you hypocrites remain. Lips theirs me honor, far are their hearts. Me worshipped in vain. Precepts human, doctrine teaching smarts. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Williams. It's March 25th, 2023. And I'm recording this morning early at 4:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we have an early day today. We're attending a Eucharistic Congress in the Diocese of Venice in Fort Myers. So pray for our safe travel as we close today early at 4:33 in the name of Jesus. God bless our good friends John and Marie as we close in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.